Hey, Tony.
It's a bit surprising, not for them, not against it, but I was surprised that your story in today's Detroit Free Press about the domestic partner benefits, it's going to stand. Are you surprised?
No, I guess not at this point. Maybe initially I thought that it would be one of those fairly easy calls for everybody to come together and say this is a place where we can save a little bit of money and go ahead and do it. But it got all caught up in the whole larger argument over labor rights and collective bargaining. And at that point, the Democrats weren't willing to give up the votes. They only had, I think, three House Democrats that supported the resolution to cancel the decision by the Civil Service Commission, and they needed, I think, 11.
Do you think that this also was an opportunity for the governor to kind of give and take with so many other areas he's trying to cut?
I don't think he's all that focused on it. It was, that Civil Service Commission decision came early in the year, and they made their position known. But I think since then he's been focused more on the budget and tax questions that are pretty much consuming.
You can read Dawson's story in today's Detroit Free Press, page 6. Go to freep.com. Dawson, thanks so much.
You're quite welcome.